You know, it's interesting how things all kind of fall into place, but I don't think anything is coincidence. I was reading recently the Hartford Courant, and there was an opinion piece that was posted why the most important part of the Three Soldiers statue is at the back. And ironically enough, it was written by a very dear friend of mine, Gary McNamara of Sacred Heart University. And he talks about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial statue in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you've seen it before, but obviously the focus is on the soldiers' faces, their uniforms, and kind of their gaze towards the wall of names. But Gary took it a step further and he walked around the entire monument. And on the back, you see a soldier's hand resting on the back of another. So first of all, I yelled at Gary because I didn't even know he wrote this well. And I said to him, this is a beautiful article. I love it. It's very simple and to the point, but it talks about how a very small detail is probably the most important thing on this major statue that millions of people see every single year. But it also reminded me of something that I'm very passionate about, which is the Shoulder Check Initiative and the annual event that ties back to the HT40 Foundation. For those of you who are not familiar, this is really bringing people together through kindness and compassion. It's inspiring a culture of support through little actions like just putting your hand on somebody's shoulder. And why did it all start? It started because of a player, Hayden Thorson, who lost his life. He was a hockey player here in Southern Connecticut. And after that, his family turned that tragedy into this incredible initiative to check on your teammates, check on your coworkers, check on the people surrounding you. And with that was born the Shoulder Check event, which is coming back this summer. And joining us back on the show is Hayden's father, Rob, who I love to chat with all the time, whenever I can. Rob Thorson, welcome back to WICC. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks so much. And good morning.
And you know what's really interesting about that article, too, Rob, which, again, kind of is very serendipitous, is that this year the Shoulder Check event is happening at Sacred Heart. So it was really interesting. I thought, I don't know if this was like all meant to be, if it's all just coincidental, but I thought, wow, this really, I don't know if you've read this article. I have to send it to you, though. But Gary McNamara, who's does the government affairs over at Sacred Heart, wrote this article, you know, with this idea of the impact of a soldier resting his hand on the back of another. And what that really symbolizes, you know, not just for military or law enforcement or first responders, but just this idea of human connection and just something simple like knowing you're not alone. It immediately made me think of you guys.
Well, that's incredible. And that's super insightful. And exactly what the sentiment of a hand on shoulder can convey. Like, that's the whole idea. And obviously that's such an important moment that captures and characterized in such an extreme situation, right, for the armed forces. But still, that same premise applies. Like, that feeling of that hand on shoulder, you can totally imagine what it would mean in a moment like that. And similarly, in an everyday moment, just a hand on a shoulder conveying to someone that I'm here for you, I'm supporting you, I'm standing beside you. Like, that's the premise of the Shoulder Check, 100%.
Remind people who don't either know enough about the HT40 Foundation and Shoulder Check, Rob, but if you don't mind, talk a little bit about your incredible son and what was then created, because what's extraordinary about the HT40 Foundation and specifically Shoulder Check is how much it has grown since it was created, which was really not that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, it comes from a place of obviously extreme tragedy. You know, we lost Hayden 4 years ago now. He died by suicide May of 2022, which is incredible to say. It's been so long, but at the same time, it feels like yesterday. Mm. And, you know, our idea is meant, of course, it comes from that context, right? But at the same time, the idea is meant to continue kind of doing what Hayden did when he was with us. Hayden was a hand-on-shoulder guy. He was the guy who was there for his friends. He was there for everybody. You know, you noticed him because he was a big guy. He was an athlete. He was a presence, right? He had an amazing presence in any room. But the reason you remembered him is because he was empathetic. And that's not necessarily the first adjective you would ascribe to kind of like the 16-year-old alpha athlete kind of guy, right? And I think that was really striking. And when Hayes passed, a lot of people asked, you know, who's going to do what Hayes did now that he's gone? And we thought about it for a second, and we realized we all can. We can all be a hand on people's shoulders. And, you know, the way we wound up characterizing this idea is just saying you might not ever know who needs a hand, but we all have a hand to give. And the shoulder check is just a call for everybody to get involved and just be kind and be empathetic and be aware of one another, just kind of like Hayden was when he was here with us. And I think, you know, that is it's a pretty simple idea. And I find the more we kind of work with this idea and the more I talk to different people and the more the idea evolves into different contexts, the more you realize, like, we live in more and more difficult times, right? Like the, you know, whether it's AI or whether it's social media, whether it's all these things that are happening, right? Like the pace of play, so to speak, at the societal level is picking up. And so simple ideas become even more valuable in that context. Like, hey, we're all trying to get through this. Let's just be aware of one another.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, it's interesting, Rob, that you say that, because I was thinking about you a lot lately, to be honest. I took my son to go see the new Toy Story 5 movie, which is excellent. And I don't just say that as a Disney fan. I liked it because it really talks about, it gets real, honestly, for kids and the isolation of technology and not being able to have social connection. Like, it's actually incredible how they made that balance to be able to be a kid's movie. But they really talk about the dark side of how we need human connection. But this is the hardest time living as a human to try and find natural human connection without really being vulnerable and really putting yourself out there. And so I thought about you and shoulder check. And I thought about your son, and I thought about this initiative. And what I love as well is your son was a hockey player. And for people who are not into hockey or maybe don't follow it very closely, if you listen to my show, you know I am a hockey nut. And so naturally, this was a fantastic fit. But what I've learned about the hockey community is, man, if you're in it, what an initiative to have for a sport. Because the NHL has taken this on full force. You have NHL players who show up. You've got professional women hockey players who are showing up. You have influencers and, college teams. I mean, when I say this grew so quickly for a sport that I arguably would say is the toughest sport to play, and is one of the most aggressive and I just think kind of almost grittiest sports out there, to see that vulnerability and that sensitive side to, you know, I'd say big, mean, gruff hockey players, I think is incredible. So if they can do it, the average person can do it. I love that messaging and the fact that this was the community to start this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for those guys, you know, and for the men and women, the NHLers, PWHLers who come out and support our initiative 100%, even down to, you know, we obviously did a little thing with the song Lean On Me last year, and we had all the guys come out and sing the lines to the song. And what was so amazing about it was, like, when we went to make that video, I kind of had it in my mind that it was going to be lighthearted and maybe kind of make you smile. But then when you watch it, you feel the power of it. And I think what's happening there is exactly what you described, is here's these guys playing one of the toughest sports on the planet, but then demonstrating the very vulnerability that we're advocating for. Like, they're not singers, but they stepped into that moment and they did it. And you could see, like, they did it in earnest, and it's so powerful. But yet again, it's these guys, they're role models, you know, and they're leading by example, and they're starting these conversations. And you're seeing it across the league now, right, where guys are coming out, raising a hand and saying, hold on a second, I could use some support here. And that's certainly proof that this dialogue is evolving, right, which is the most critical thing, breaking down stigmas and creating space for people to be vulnerability. And hopefully shoulder check is just one kind of small piece that's helping people feel comfortable doing that. Or, you know, the goal is to give everybody a role by being there for one another, so that when someone does need to raise a hand, they feel more comfortable doing it. And like you said, vulnerability is the key word, and just creating space for it.
Yeah, I mean, and if people haven't seen it, first of all, I'm going to link, obviously, the website for the HT40 Foundation, Shoulder Check. But if you haven't seen the Lean On Me video that Rob just referenced, it is so powerful. And if you have even an inkling of what a hockey player looks like, I mean, somebody like Matt Rempe from the New York Rangers, I mean, it's powerful. That's the best way I could put it. It just, you have to watch it to really understand what we're talking about. So I'm going to link that as well to our website, voiceofct.com.
Linus, this is the first time you've spoken to the media since taking your leave of absence 3 weeks ago. First of all, just how are you doing?
I'm doing a lot better, thanks. It's been and is still a journey. There is a lot of things going on still, but the person I am today and the things that I've learned the last couple of weeks has been invaluable.
You're hearing just a snippet from what is still one of the more, you know, again, from a hockey loving girl standpoint, one of the more emotional interviews we've heard from an athlete this year. That is the goalie of the Senators, Linus Ullmark, who used to be on the Bruins, who I adore. He took a leave of absence actually this past year because of mental health issues. And this is another thing that made me think of shoulder check, because the idea of everybody has something going on and all it takes is just asking, how are you doing, or what can I do to be there, or even saying, just so you know, I'll be right here in your corner if you need me. This reminded me of shoulder check, and I don't know about Linus Ullmark being there, but I do know there are a lot of bigwigs in the hockey world who are going to be right here at Sacred Heart University in a matter of weeks for the shoulder check event, which is coming back. Rob Thorson is here, the creator, the founder, the proud father of Hayden Thorson, the HT40 Foundation, and of course the creation of the Shoulder Check Initiative. What is shoulder check, Rob, if people have not been to this before?
Yes, yeah, so the Shoulder Check Showcase is our annual charity game. First, this will be the fourth coming up. We'll be celebrating. We started off in Stanford at Terry Connors Rink. This year, we had a great opportunity and privilege to bring the game to Sacred Hearts Martyr Family Arena, which is an incredible venue. And basically, the Shoulder Check Showcase is just where there's amazing players, all guys from across the NHL, and hopefully a few PWHLers are going to come join us again this year as well. Out there playing the charity game. But we bring everybody together for a day of just like being together and having an event where we've got 2 hours of activities outside the arena on the campus. We call it the Midway Fun Activities, bands, things for people to do. We come inside the building from 6 to 8. We play the game, and we kind of kick the whole proceedings off with everybody in the building putting hands on each other's shoulders. And we do a repeat after me. I promise to reach out, check in, make contact. And with that, we have kind of basically like a local NHL all-star game that the guys play. And it's an amazing day out this year, like I said, on the campus of Sacred Heart. Yeah, it's a fantastic event, July 30th, and hopefully everybody can come out and join us.
It's going to be awesome. I have not missed a year. It's been such a blessing to see this event grow to the point that you're now moving it to Sacred Heart, which is awesome and basically feels like you're in an NHL arena. Like it's wild over there. If people have not been to a game there yet, yeah, you got to go. But this is really neat. And Rob, when you mentioned before that it's, you know, you're actively seeing, I mean, talk about the chance of a lifetime. So I don't know if I told you, but my kid is finally playing hockey. Did I tell you this?
Yes.
So he finally started, and he's joining his first house league team in the fall. And he's like, "Mom, do real like kids get to play?" And I said, "Yeah, they do." He will not, obviously, but this idea of being able to even be in a space with people who have made it professionally in this sport, and the fact that they are playing with essentially amateur young players in Connecticut, that is just such a cool opportunity in and of itself, obviously surrounding the fact that it's all going back to Shoulder Check and the HD40 Foundation. But how did you even make that happen 4 years ago, Rob? How did you get that to become a reality where young players in southwestern Connecticut are on the ice with professional hockey players?
Yeah, it's kind of evolved as we've gone now, right? And I think now, you know, obviously the main game is played strictly by the pros. But in those first couple of years, you know, my son was a 2006 born player, and he trained locally here at Apprentice Performance, which is in Stanford. And you know, when Hayes passed, hockey, like the world of hockey, rallies, mm-hmm. and pretty quickly, the team at Apprentice, you know, Ben and Ashley. Came and said, you know, we should really be doing a game for Hayes. And I was like, well, that's amazing. And then my friend Gary Zegers, Trevor's father, who amongst many other things he does, now he's a part of this program with us. He's also, you know, leads the Mid-Fairfield organization, which is where Hayes used to play. And that's where guys like Trevor Zegers and Spencer Knight came up from. And everybody just kind of came and said, like, listen, when you're ready to do something, we want to be involved. And with that, this whole thing kind of took shape. Like, my background is marketing and advertising, so we were working on this idea called the shoulder check. And then Ben and Ashley and Gary came in, and they were like, dude, we got to do something with this. And just like that, like, organically, so let's do it again. And everybody just got involved. You know, my son was kind of a fixture over there at Prentice. Ben put his jersey up in the gym. If you've ever seen photos of the gym, Ben has framed jerseys of every professional athlete he's ever trained, and there are hundreds of them around the gym. It's so spectacular to see. It's so impressive. Mm. But he put Hayden's jersey up. It's the first one in the building when you come in. It's an incredible honor. But I think it also shows just how much Hayden's meant to those guys. And so everybody just kind of leaned in. They said, we're going to do this game. And everybody who's training at the gym just kind of leaned in and said, we want to be a part of this. Mm. And with that, we said, okay, well, let's go over to Terry Connors. And we put this game on, and 2,500 people came out. And it was definitely one of those, boy, we didn't know kind of things. We were flying by the seat of our pants.
You don't know till you know.
Yeah. And everyone came out, and there it was. We asked people, it was kind of like an experiment to put hands on each other's shoulders and just say, I promise to reach out, check in, make contact. And the tenor of the building changed. Like, it was palpable. It was an uplifting moment. And that's the moment that we're trying to recreate with the shoulder check. Whether it's at the local level with your son's team, you know, we'll be able to do it this year. We're going to get them all the stuff to do it. We got teams across the country having shoulder check games now. And we have our main event to just demonstrate the power of coming together. It's a shared experience that's, like, awesome to be a part of. And if we can use this game and everybody out there on the ice to inspire everybody in the building to see what this is like and take it with them, then I think, you know, that's the goal. This year, actually, we hope that it's going to be, we'll be talking about this pretty soon. It's going to be televised, actually, which is pretty exciting. So we've got a partner coming in who's going to do that. We've got an organization that's supporting us. They're called Be the People, and they're all about being the people that are making the change, right? So we're inviting everybody to just be a part of this. And so it continues to grow. And, you know, this year we've got all kinds of folks joining us. We've got the Flyers mascot Gritty coming out to join us. We've got John Brancy coming back to sing the national anthem again. We've got obviously all the players on the ice, and, like, we've just announced our, you know, our lead guys who've been our partners from day one, like Trevor Zegras and Chris Kreider, Brett Pesce, Spencer Knight, Adam Fox, Matt Rempe, right? Those are the first guys that we've announced. We're announcing more players this week as our roster continues to build. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And sorry, that was a long one, but that's kind of what it's all about.
No, Rob, I could listen to you talk about this event for as long as you want. And the fact that you name dropped, that was my last question, which was, can we name drop some people? And you just did. So we just share one brain. It's okay. It's perfect. I'm happy about it.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. We totally are.
And that's it, right? Like, and we, you know, the roster will continue to grow between now and July 30th. We've sold more tickets to the event at far out than we ever have before. So hopefully that's a good sign that it's growing. But, you know, like I was saying, beyond that, like, there's going to be, we've got all sorts of activities planned for outside the event. Some more surprises. Like, it's the chance to just come out, hang out, spend the day. We got the Zambonis coming to play. If you heard of that band, but they're around. They do hockey songs. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. That is July 30th. There are still tickets available. I'm going to put a link on our website, voiceofct.com. As I mentioned, also more information about the HT40 Foundation and the Shoulder Check Initiative. And I know we're talking a lot of hockey, but what I love about this is it really is for anybody. And the things that they sell doesn't have to be for hockey players. It can literally be for any sports player. It could be for your office space. It could be for your family. It could be for your friend group. It could be for your classroom in the fall if you're a teacher. The Shoulder Check Initiative is literally for anybody, because everybody can use somebody to be in their corner. And so I encourage people to check this out. It's July 30th. Again, I'll have more information and the link to get tickets on our website. And I am going to link that video of Lean On Me, because it is just so powerful. Rob Thorson, I appreciate you, your entire team from HD40 Foundation and Shoulder Check, for always giving us the time here on WICC and becoming such a dear friend over the years. Thank you so much. And I will see you on July 30th.
so grateful for your support as well. Thank you.
I will see you. I can't wait. Yes, my son's coming for the first time this year. I'm very excited. So it's going to be a great year, as always. But moving this year for the first time, going to Sacred Heart, bigger and better than ever before. So do not miss the 4th Annual Shoulder Check Showcase. It is coming back July 30th. More details on our website, voiceofct.com. Thanks again, Rob. We appreciate it.